This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Happy Wednesday morning to you. Glad you're with us here. It is the Mark Cox Morning Show. That's me. I'm Mark. Glad you're with us here. And we've got to Kim St. Ange, Susan Thomas helping you out with your drive-in. Maybe some sunshine slowdowns this morning. I don't know. I'm just looking out here. When the sun hits downtown in the morning, it reflects off one of these gold buildings behind us down here and will blind the eyes of one Kim St. Ange if I don't lower the shade.
This is true.
It does. It's a problem. But it's a good problem to have based on the weather we've had. It looks like we're in for a great day today, maybe a high in the low 70s.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful. A little chill. Just a little chill in the air this morning when you walk outside. Enjoy that. Doesn't look like the weekend is going to be fantastic. A good, decent chance of rain. I'll just point this out just as a quick reminder, because it's been probably a week and a half or 2 weeks since I first reported on it. If your plans for this holiday weekend are to go to the Lake of the Ozarks, please be aware of the traffic problems on 54. 54 is the road you take generally if you're coming off I-70 through Kingdom City down to the Lake of the Ozarks. It goes through Jeff City and then down into a Lake Ozark. There is construction on that bridge down there that crosses the river into Jeff City. It's down to one lane in each direction, as I read the MoDOT warning on that. And they're recommending people take alternative routes to get to the Lake of the Ozarks. Now, if once you've committed yourself to Interstate 70, you're kind of stuck. You're going to have to go past Kingdom City to Columbia and then cut south out of Columbia to try to get around that. Or you can take 44 down through Camdenton and come up that way. It's not fun, but I'm just trying to warn you now before you end up in miles and miles of traffic on 54 with all the traffic that's going to be headed to the lake on probably starting Thursday, but definitely on Friday. Just a little heads up from your friend Mark here. I'm not going to the lake this weekend, so it doesn't affect me, but I know a lot of people who do.
I guess they weren't able to do that project earlier in the year.
Isn't that a good question? I mean, you would think that that's something you might have planned for, knowing what lake traffic is going to be like, but obviously they don't consult me over at MoDOT before they do these things.
Well, maybe they should, Mark.
They should have consulted me before they put those stupid pieces of concrete on the side of Clarkson. Now they're having to go tear them all out.
Yeah, people didn't like those too much, did they?
I know. It was silly. It was just goofy. There's barely room for the cops to sit there and run radar on you on Clarkson Road.
People probably liked that.
What were they thinking
darn,
about?
Darn, no space for cops to try to catch me speeding?
No
shoot.
Coming up a little later, we're going to talk to John Amanchukwa. I'm told I was mispronouncing that earlier.
You just did again, but that's okay.
No, Amanchukwa.
Amanchukwu.
Amanchukwu, not Amanchukwa.
Mark, you know what? It's whatever you want to say it is.
I'm just going to let Kim say it from now on. We're having a pastor on later named John.
What's the last name, Mark?
Amanchukwu. Did I say it right that time?
Closer.
Okay, I have no idea. So he is the one who went to the Francis Howell School Board and got basically kicked out because he wanted to point out the pornography that was in some of the books that are available to kids in the district, and they didn't want to hear from him because there's some new names in charge out there, and that is not what they wanted to hear. You get what you vote for in that Francis Howe district specifically there is what we're talking about. We're going to get him on and let him tell us what he told them or was trying to tell them before they unceremoniously removed him from the meeting, and I believe a lawsuit may be pending as a result of that. We'll let him fill us in on that at the bottom of the hour at 7:35, and I'm going to let Kim introduce him so she gets the name right.
I'll say this is Pastor John Mark. Can't get away.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. Ethan, right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
We went through every piece of equipment that we have at Fire Alarm Dispatch to make sure that everything was operational. Anything that we thought was marginal, we're having it replaced.
There's the Chief Jenkerson there with the city talking about the fact that the city from this point forward will be in charge of pressing the button to set off the tornado sirens.
In the campaign, I promised the American people that I would build a cutting-edge missile defense shield to protect our homeland from the threat of foreign missile attack. And that's what we're doing.
How about that? That is the president talking about a golden dome. You know, it couldn't be iron. It had to be gold. It's a golden dome protecting America from missiles. This reminds me of the Strategic Defense Initiative from Ronald Reagan all those years ago.
We have the most secure border in the history of this nation, and the data proves it. The data proves it.
Yep, Tom Homan pointing it out again that in about 4 months, they've done something past administrations have never been able to do. They have secured the southern border.
Our immigration policy should be based on the national interest of the United States, period, end of story. If there is a subset of people that are easier to vet, who we have a better understanding of who they are and what they're going to do when they come here, they're going to receive preference, no doubt about it.
All right, Marco Rubio gets into it yesterday with the guy who could have been Vice President of the United States. That's sort of like saying Hillary Clinton could have been President of the United States. Thank goodness that never happened. And her smug rear end is still sitting in a home up in what's it called, Massapequa? Was that where they live?
I don't even remember where they live.
Yeah, somewhere in New York. But anyway, Tim Kaine gets into it with Rubio over these like 54 African refugees who happen to be white Africans and not black Africans. So suddenly the Democratic Party has to accuse the Trump administration of racism because they're allowing these 54 people who are in fear of their lives because of the crazy people in their country who are confiscating private land and killing the landowners out of some claim that there were colonialists who stole this land originally. I got bad news for you. Wherever your house sits, somebody else owned that at some point. That's a truth that is worldwide, and you can't acknowledge not acknowledge that. Everybody's been conquered. So now we got this situation where Democrats say, well, you're letting them in because of the color of their skin, but you won't let all these other people in. And Rubio absolutely schooled this idiot yesterday, and I wanted to play this for you. It's about a minute, maybe a minute and a half long. Listen to this.
Even based on the color of somebody's skin.
No one's, you're the one that's talking about the color of their skin, not me. These are people whose farms were being burned down and they were killed because of the color of their skin.
Well,
you've demonstrated enough because you think anyone should be allowed into this country for any reason because they met a certain criteria.
Who has said that?
We are going to prioritize people that come into our country on the basis of what's in the interest of this country. That's a small number of people that are coming.
But you said this weekend that
there would be more. But in other cases, it's harder to vet. In other cases, it's more difficult. And by the way, the United States admits people every year. 1 million people come to this country every year legally. 1 million.
And
people
now here come to this country legally. There is one group of people that have an easy pass into this country. For the first time, this administration has said Afrikaners get an easy pass and refugee programs for the remainder of the world are shut off. And you can't say to the American public that we should apply this statute in an even-handed way.
No, I think it should be applied in a way. No, well, you shouldn't be shocked. It should be applied in the national interest of the United States. Our immigration policy should be based on the national interest of the United States. Period. End of story.
Period. End of story. Thank you, Marco Rubio.
We let other people in who were seeking, actually seeking asylum, not all the people who are pouring across our border under the Biden
claiming asylum. Right.
Right. It has nothing to do with the color of their skin, and it's so irritating because had these people been black, we probably would not be hearing this argument from the left.
Certainly not from the Democrats.
Yeah.
No. No. Certainly if they were victims of violence in any country, it's the race game. They have to play the race game. It's part of the talking points of the left in this country, and just about every turn, unfortunately. Coming up, bottom of the hour, we'll get you a look at business and maybe what the markets are looking like this morning. It's been a pretty positive direction, you'll have to admit, since these trade deals were done. Do you know the president brought in like $5 trillion after his trip to the Middle East? Last week,
I knew it was a lot, not that much.
Almost $5 trillion in promised investments. Now that's not money in the bank yet, but that's pretty impressive. We'll see how the markets continue to react to that. And next hour, the Supreme Court has stepped in on the side of the administration a couple times in a row now, and we are including in. They stepped in on the side of a legislator who was trying to be shut down by the Democratic majority in her state because they didn't like what she said and they wouldn't let her vote. And the Supreme Court stepped in and smacked them down and said, you can't do that. So we're going to talk to Zach Smith about that. He's a senior legal fellow with the Heritage. We're going to get to him coming up at about 7:20. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back. So we have been reporting on this. Kim's got it in her newscast this morning that FEMA is on the ground today in St. Louis, just so you know this. This was part of the conversation yesterday that Josh Hawley had in Washington, D.C., specifically for, I believe, the people from the Department of Homeland Security. Listen, are we up over here? Hang on.
What I heard over and over is many of these folks don't have insurance.
Yeah.
You know, many of these folks, they either got their homes from a family member or they bought them from a family member, so they don't have a mortgage on the property, and therefore they don't have homeowner's insurance. So, as you know, having been a governor, mm-hmm. in many instances, FEMA assistance is going to be the only assistance that they're going to get. Mm-hmm. And I just had a hearing in this committee and our subcommittee, Senator Kim and I, last week, where we talked to major insurance companies who routinely scam people by refusing to pay out the full policy awards that they are due. So I know we're going to be fighting that in Missouri. We've got to have the federal government where there's individual assistance that people qualify for. We've got to have people be able to get that. Otherwise, we're never going to be able to rebuild these neighborhoods. Yeah. So you just committed, I think, to expediting that. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, so that was Josh Hawley yesterday with Kristi Noem talking about this issue of FEMA. You know what the headlines are screaming on this morning? Republican senator who tried to cut funding to FEMA, now begging for help, has returned on bended knee to beg for help. All they're talking about doing is revising the way FEMA operates, not eliminating FEMA altogether, or at least having it operate a little differently than it operates now. And that's exactly what Hawley was talking about. In fact, Daryl called in this morning to complain about this. Daryl, how are you? Daryl, are you there?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Oh, I think Daryl has Daryl's still on hold, but he must have put the phone down, and he's now not listening to us. So I was going to let him get on here and rant because he wants to know where FEMA is in this big red state. And they're here today. You know, this was explained by the mayor yesterday. It was explained by Eric Schmidt yesterday as well, that these folks are that there's a process you go through. And if it meets certain standards, certain requirements, then they declare the White House declares it an emergency. And of course, FEMA moves in and helps out.
Well, and keep in mind, I mean, we were not the only state that had significant tornado damage. And Fox 2 actually was talking about this as far as when an incident, like when a tornado happens, and they calculated the time between the date of the disaster and when the federal declaration was made, I guess, in order to secure the funding. And they said the average was just over 67 days. So there is some process. I would think that could be streamlined. It sounds like maybe Holly has gotten Christy Noem to agree to expedite that for us. But,
right.
It's not an overnight thing.
It's not. They usually get there fairly quickly. It's not always like the NTSB. Now, if you see something coming, you can stage resources in advance, but there would have been no way to say that FEMA should have been on the ground already before the storm hit. So it is going to take, it's going to take them a little while. Meanwhile, from what I can tell, there's no shortage of resources. I mean, the state hasn't even called in the National Guard. I saw some video that seemed to suggest there had been some looting. Far, the city has only reported a few minor incidents of that. I don't know if it's been widespread.
There were a couple, which is why the curfew's staying in place.
Right.
I know the National Guard is on the ground as of yesterday. So FEMA will be here with the Missouri State Emergency Management Agency, along with the U.S. Small Business Administration. They'll be on the ground here in the St. Louis area for 3 days to evaluate damage, which, of course, is really what they need to do in order to secure this federal funding for our state.
Yeah. So if you can help, get out there and do what you can to try to help. But some residents are saying if all you're doing is driving through the city to sightsee, if you missed this yesterday, I thought this was pretty funny, but I could feel her pain. Listen to this.
Stop driving through this city like it's a spectacle. This is people's lives. You're driving down the wrong way, all in the way, ain't got nothing to offer. Stay at home. Stay at home. And stop coming down here. This is not a spectacle. People's lives are changed. Don't come down here. Unless you got something to give. Bye.
Bye.
Del Booker is that lady's name, and she kind of went viral on hundreds of thousands of views of that on Facebook.
I mean, I can't blame people for driving there, but I get her frustration for sure.
She was a little put out by all that, for sure. Coming up, we'll get you a check of business. We got In Other News, and next hour we're going to talk to Zach Smith from Heritage. Stay tuned.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, no! How's life treating you, Norm?
He caught me in bed with his wife.
Listen, I promise you'll hold me the one beer tonight.
One at a time?
For the whole night.
Norm!
Norman?
What's up, Norm?
My nipples. It's freezing out there.
George went Norm on Cheers, and, I mean, if you grew up with it, it was just part of the tapestry of your life, right? That's how it was for me, because obviously it was when that was on, her mid-'80s, early-'80s, when Cheers, and oddly enough, the strange thing about my connection with the Cheers, which really isn't much of a connection at all, is that Woody Harrelson grew up about 15 miles from me, and got his break in show business in a movie called Harper Valley PTA, which they filmed in Lebanon, Ohio. And he did something. He was a stand-in or something in the background of that movie, and it kind of got him connected, and he started getting acting jobs. And then he got his big break. He was only in his early 20s on that Cheers show, and that's kind of where he became famous.
That always blows my mind when I hear about these actors and actresses who are really young when they get their big break.
Yeah, he really became famous on that show. I hated to lose George Wendt. He was a young guy. He was in his early 70s, too. So that's a shame. Well, I guess he was in his mid-70s, 75, 76.
Still, that's very young to me.
Yes, I know. It's just hard to believe. I had a friend who got a picture with him recently at some event. I don't know where they were, but George posed for the picture holding a mug of beer. Like, that was just his thing.
Is that like a signature thing?
Exactly. That's what he did at Cheers. He was always at the bar having a beer. All right, let's get to Nicole, please. Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
I'm sleepy. How are you?
You're sleepy?
I'm sleepy.
Come on.
Not enough coffee yet.
Not enough naps this week. That's the problem.
I know. Someone keeps insisting that I be a productive adult in society. I don't know why.
I don't know why. You know, it gets to be cumulative. Like, if I go 2 or 3 days and don't manage to get a nap, boy, does it catch up with me. Because I'm getting about 6 hours of sleep every night, roughly.
That's pretty good.
Roughly.
What? No, it's not.
I mean, considering, I'd probably manage to get maybe five and a half. I'm just having a hard time sleeping.
Better off with eight hours, but that rarely happens.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely not.
How about you?
6 hours?
What are you averaging? Come on.
Like 9.
How do you fall asleep that early? What time do you have to go to bed to get up that early?
She goes to bed at like 4, she said.
Like 4 or 5.
You do not.
I do. I am someone, I turn stupid without sleep. It's really bad. Like walking into walls, looking for the pen that's in my hand. Like it's not.
She needs
good.
Some nicotine patches. We were talking about this earlier.
Mark's losing his mind over the fact that supposedly nicotine patches can actually have health benefits.
Really? What kind?
Like, what kind of health benefits?
Yeah.
They're saying it's an anti-inflammatory. They don't call it a drug. They call it a nutrient. They say it can help with Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, hypothyroidism, different things related to autism. What?
Energy. Apparently it can help with energy.
Oh, my God!
I don't know. Google it because I was shocked by this.
It has to be in small doses. And they're saying it's not addicting and harmful like the FDA claims it is, because it's actually the other chemicals that are added to, say, cigarettes that makes them addicting and harmful. It's not the nicotine itself.
Wow.
I asked her who was saying that, if it was the guy that owns the nicotine patch company, but she said there have been independent studies on it. Yeah.
Harvard studies,
apparently.
Anything that'll give me more energy on days like this.
Yeah. You guys are all going to be wearing patches tomorrow when I come to work.
Yes, you are.
Pick some up
right.
On the way home. What's going on out there?
All right. So futures are moderately lower. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials lost 114. The NASDAQ down 72, the S&P 500 down 23. KSDK said it will move to a new location near Interstate 64 and Forest Park. The station, Channel 5, will relocate broadcasting operations in the beginning of 2026. Target missed first quarter revenue estimates as transactions fell and the retailer cut its full year sales outlook. Target has been struggling to return to growth for years and created a new office to try to accelerate its turnaround. The company in part blamed falling consumer sentiment, uncertainty about tariffs, and backlash to its rollback of DEI initiatives for its performance. Apple has approved the Epic Games title Fortnite. The move immediately returns the first-person shooter game to the App Store for iPhones and iPads in the U.S. 5 years after its removal. On Monday, a judge said that Apple had to explain why Fortnite hadn't been approved yet or come to a resolution with Epic Games over Fortnite status. The Mortgage Bankers Association reports the average interest rate for 30-year mortgages increased to 6.92% from 6.86%. Mortgage rates are now very close to where they were the same time last year. Applications for mortgages to buy a home and to refinance both fell 5% for the week. Get ready for the best summer ever because Live Nation is offering $30 tickets to more than 1,000 shows. The entertainment company announced its $30 ticket to summer promotion kicks off this morning at 10 a.m. local time. And finally, scientists at Max Planck Institute say that if humans go extinct, octopi could have what it takes to build the next civilization. This is because of octopi's advanced intelligence, problem-solving skills, and ability to use tools.
No, it's because they have so many arms.
That's also true.
I just like the word octopi. I know that is the plural of octopus, but it's just funny to hear.
They can do four times the work. I mean, think about that. One octopus.
You mean dishes I could get? I could cook, clean, hold my son, all at the same time. It'd be fantastic.
Yeah, but do you think they'd outdo apes?
No, I don't. That's why I don't know who comes up with studies like that.
Who funded the study
like that?
I need $100,000 to study if octopi could take over if humans go extinct.
How much work?
Here you go. I love the study so much. Here's $200,000.
How much work could an octopus get done if it had a nicotine patch? That's the question
you
have to ask.
Well, he'd have to have one on each arm, right? Each tentacle,
whatever
they're called. So
I know.
It'd be a lot of nicotine.
He'd never get tired.
Exactly. See what we're saying here?
Yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
I'm suspicious of that study for some reason.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I just thought it was so interesting. Like something that, what, primarily lives in water is going to take over? Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
At least apes are on land.
Oh,
but
my goodness.
Who knows?
They
underwater
throw poop.
Civilization.
I mean, I guess some humans probably do that too, but.
This is true. Wait till
I digress.
Easton's a little older. You'll find out.
Oh, is that what
go.
I have coming
yeah,
for me?
Exactly.
The boys throw
He's
poop.
A boy.
I grew up with two sisters, so I guess I'm not used to this.
You're in
oh,
for
good
now.
To know.
You're in for
boys
a shock.
Is a whole different animal from what I've heard.
Nicole, thank you.
Thanks so much, guys.
We'll talk on Friday after you get plenty of sleep between now and then.
9 hours?
Woo!
Man. Even if you have normal work hours, I bet very few people get 9 hours of sleep.
It is difficult because with our schedule, your wake-up time is fixed. Like, you have to get up by a certain time in order to get in the car and drive here. And we go on the air at 5, so you want to be here so you're not running in the door at the top of the hour. So I get up a little after 3. That gives me 30 minutes to drive down here, roughly is what it takes. And I could get a couple cups of coffee. I could take a shower. Wakes me up. Just a routine. But on the back side of that, on the front side, I should say, if I don't get in bed by 9, I'm not getting 6 hours of sleep.
Mm-mm.
And sometimes it's hard to go to bed. Things are going on and you're at events. And
yeah, but you're one of those people who you've told me you can put your head on the pillow and you're out. That is just
generally,
so not how the majority of people are. I mean, I'm not like that. And I will sometimes if I'm really tired, maybe. But I'm the person who's going to likely toss and turn, especially now being pregnant. But even when I wasn't pregnant, I still would just lay there.
If you ruin my sleep with this nicotine patch, I'm never going to forgive you.
You know,
can I just tell you
they
that?
They say if you have arthritis and you put a little bit of it over the exact site where you have it, it supposedly can help. Again,
is it cream or is it a patch?
It's a pad. But you can have, there's pouches and gum, but they say, like, again, you have to, in some cases, split the gum in half because you don't want that many milligrams of the nicotine that the gum, I think it comes in like 2 milligrams. I don't know. It's very interesting.
Kim, you need
to
work on an endorsement for this company.
I'm just saying.
Just saying.
I'm very confused because it just goes against every single thing I learned growing up. Like,
me too.
Not from my parents, like,
just in
not
general.
That they promoted nicotine, but like, yeah, we all learn nicotine's bad. Stay away. It's addicting. It's harmful.
Yeah. I don't know. Research it for yourself, I guess, if you're as suspicious as I am. Coming up, we're going to get to Zach Smith. He's a legal expert from Heritage. We'll get to him at about 20 after 7. I'm anxious to hear what he thinks about the Supreme Court rulings. The last two, for sure, have come down on Trump's side, and I don't know what they're going to rule on all of these injunctions. That could happen as early as today. They do tend to release some of their decisions on Thursdays and Fridays, so by the end of the week, we could know the answer to that. We'll talk to Zach about all that coming up at about 7:20. Stay tuned.
In other news.
All right, Kim. Well, it hasn't been that long since we've had sightings of coyotes in, like, backyards. I remember covering it one time years ago over in Dogtown somewhere. People have been complaining about this coyote, and they would call, and then it would disappear, and nobody could see it. So one day a guy shot it and covered it up with a baby pool and waited for the authorities to get there so he could prove to them that he had indeed seen a coyote. They're all over the place. So this is a funny story. It's not funny. It's kind of scary. This is a guy who survived a coyote attack, and he had to wrestle it, and he eventually put it in a chokehold and killed it because it was trying to attack him while he was taking a smoke break. Listen.
James Pulliam showing us where it all went down.
By the time I turn right here, he probably right here, coming this way. So I'm like, oh, Lord.
He says he was standing in his usual smoke break spot when something felt off.
I felt something watching me the whole time anyway. It was like, I just felt like he was hunting me or something.
Yeah. So this coyote Roxboro, North Carolina, comes out of the woods and attacks the guy. It must have been rabid or something. I
was
going
to say, there had to be a reason.
He's got his hand all bandaged up, and he had to eventually put it in a chokehold and killed the animal. There's a picture of it laying
there. Is
there
surveillance of this?
I have not seen any surveillance video yet, but I can't wait if there is.
Guy said he had to rip his left hand out of the coyote's mouth.
Yeah.
As he's wrestling it. Yeah.
Thank God he had that nicotine.
I mean, there's a picture of the coyote, but of all the people that needed a Ring camera, it was this dude.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
What's happening with the music? Okay, here's another crazy story. There was a delivery driver who was claiming to have just somehow made a wrong turn at O'Hare International Airport over the weekend in Chicago, ended up going miles into the secured areas of the airport, even potentially onto the runway, they say, this DoorDash driver. And he got, like I said, miles before someone, thankfully, with air traffic control, finally noticed him and stopped him. They didn't even ticket him. They're like, oh, yeah, he accidentally drove into this unauthorized secured area within O'Hare Airport. But imagine this, if this had been in the middle of the night and no one noticed this guy and you're right up against a plane.
Pretty serious breach of security, wouldn't you think?
That's a little concerning that he was able to go miles before anyone caught him.
Holy cow. I mean, and has he been arrested?
No, they didn't even ticket him. They said it was accidental.
He had food with him. You know.
Yeah, I was going to bring this pasta, but you can have it if you won't ticket me.
That's right.
Wow. Hey, I'm fascinated by this story. I honestly remember when this was first reported years ago and everybody poo-pooed the idea that this was real. They now believe there's more and more evidence that they might have found the remains of Noah's Ark. Ooh. On Mount Ararat in Turkey. I can remember years ago when this was first reported. They've done radar scans, and it's fully preserved because it's been on top of this mountain where if you follow the Bible, pretty much claims this is where the boat came to rest when the waters receded. They have done scans of the ground. They can see what appears to be a hallway or open spaces down in the bottom of this. And they took soil samples, and they said if it was something made of wood, there would be high potassium levels, and they found that so far, way high up, like above the tree level on this mountain. So next they're going to start doing some core samples with permission from the government there in Turkey and try to determine if they might have discovered Noah's Ark. Isn't that exciting?
It's wild. Because
it really is.
So the measurements would be 515 feet long, 86 feet wide, and 52 feet tall. I mean, this is a massive boat that would be sitting there.
The measurements
for them to
match.
Discover. Yes, measurements match.
Wild?
I mean, it's nuts. I would love to see if they dug that up. Hey, real quickly, there was a guy from South Africa who was just named the world's strongest man. This is a guy who was a rugby player and started lifting all these crazy weights. He had to do some like overhead press of a bar that weighed 531 pounds. And then he had to do this other thing called like Atlas stones. He had to place these stones
on
these pedestals
these
that
things.
Weigh up to 460 pounds.
Yeah, it's so fun to watch.
I get a hernia just watching them do that.
It's crazy. These people are nuts. And here's the key. Here's what I've discovered after watching these. If you are super buff and look overly worked out, those aren't the guys that win. The guys that win are the super naturally super strong ones.
Barrel
that don't
chested.
Spend hours in the gym. Yeah.
That's right. We'll be back in just a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.